Welcome to the Entrepreneur Bite. We're your host, Sarah Peel. This is episode 20, which I cannot believe this is the 20th episode. No, again, for the past few weeks, I have been kind of out of pocket, which I apologize for. Again, some things have come up, but I'm hopefully going to be back to my full-fledged. Do understand I am going to try to have episodes for even the holidays this year, so look forward to those for the holiday weekends and weeks. So let's go ahead and start. On this episode, I actually want to discuss a little bit about something that's actually quite close to my heart, which is, can you have all your eggs in one basket? If you've paid attention to working from home, entrepreneurship, or you probably most likely most people are familiar with this aspect by watching YouTubers all the time. And, you know, you've probably heard the YouTube ad apocalypse, where basically the advertiser, I think it was starting last year, maybe 2016, where they started saying, you know what, some of this video content that people are putting and YouTube is putting our ads on are not user-friendly. Some of the things involved parents basically using their children to gain views, and other things along those, including controversial topics such as sexuality and politics. So that caused a lot of the people in YouTube to see a humongous decrease in what they previously made in the previous years. Plus, with YouTube always changing the algorithms and things along those lines have caused a lot of concern and issues for many people who have made basically their sole source of income through YouTube, which is actually something quite common even in just in all the work at home models that you see. If you go on a lot of the work at home forums, you'll see people talking about they've worked for one company, it was great, and then boom, for whatever reason, they lost their job, the company went under, the company couldn't afford to pay that much anymore, and they were without income. And I know this might seem like a foreign concept to a lot of people, especially if most of your life you have worked in a brick and mortar kind of company where you had, you know, a weekly set of hours, you agreed this amount of money, and you feel like that was more secure because as long as you showed up and did your work, that money was, you perceive as being guaranteed. Now, the reality, is it really guaranteed? That could be up for a future episode because I do think there's some misconceptions about that too, but this podcast is not about that. It is solely based on entrepreneurship and working for yourself and working from home. So in that sense, we're not going to go into that. But a lot of people seem to think that, you know, it works like that, that you should always put all your effort, all your hard work, all your input into one basket, hence the saying, all your eggs in one basket. And I think that that's something that, you know, I understand how, where that comes from, where people perceive that, and people think it works the same way, when the reality it isn't, because a lot of times, a lot of these companies that you people get involved in, or they start doing little gigs for, they're not solid companies, and since a lot of times they're up and coming, they're startups, you see a majority of those online, things along those lines, which makes it very unshaky and unstable source of income. Also, if you're uploading, like, let's say, again, to the topic of YouTube, a platform where you have absolute, you make your content, you can sort of control your content, but once you upload it to that said platform, even though you technically are the copyright owner of it, if they go down and you don't have backups, then you are out of luck. And I think a lot of people don't seem to realize that connection and think, you know, maybe I shouldn't put all my eggs in one basket. You know, to give it a little bit of an example, if you are familiar with my past experiences and stories, when I was a freelance writer, I had a very bad habit of actually doing that. Because balancing multiple gigs and multiple jobs, even if you are working from home or working for yourself, is not really easy. You know, you probably heard people talk about, oh, they work outside the home, they work for other companies, they have to work multiple jobs, and how difficult it is. A lot of times they're sleep deprived, they're overworked, they're not making enough money, and they're still barely making ends meet, if they are even making ends meet. Most of them end up having to have roommates just to cover the necessities of life, such as rent, electricity, internet, all those those kinds of items. And I think that that's something that, you know, you don't think a lot about when you think of people working for themselves, being a content producer, whether that is a blogger, a freelance writer, a YouTuber, a podcaster, even any of those things. And I think something that we should talk more about. So, like I said, when I started my freelance writing career, I had a bad habit of doing that, you know. I got comfortable with the concept, well, I'm making good money, you know, this is good, I'm on a good track. And then something would happen where that person who I was writing for would never contact me again. They'd let me go, they stopped paying, anything along those lines. And that actually became quite commonplace. I don't know if it was because of the industry or if it's because of that model of freelance writing, or if it was just because at the time that was when the economy started going down. And we started seeing a lot of the previous methods of people making money online dry up pretty quickly during that time because, again, advertisers were just kind of abandoning the written content for more or less for the video content. But even then, it kind of waxes and wanes like the moon if you think about it. Those times it's going to be more profitable than other times, especially depending on what time of year. Like currently right now, as we are approaching the Thanksgiving and Christmas holidays, we're going to start hearing people talk about making good money again because advertisers are going to be willing to pay more for advertising because, they want to have a good end of year sales. They want to make a good profit for their fourth quarter. So that is really kind of when the peak of that is versus, let's say, working for another company when your source of that money doesn't come from advertising. So it kind of goes along with that if you think about it. But back to the topic of doing that, so I did that and I found myself in a lot of shoes and a lot of places where, I was like, this isn't working. There's no guarantee. I don't feel secure, which I didn't feel secure, which is part of the reason why I actually ended up abandoning that business model and started doing working for the company that I currently work for, because I was not confident in the ability to keep myself afloat because of, again, like I said, it could be different factors. I'm not going to go into that point, but I had a bad habit. Now, when I did start actually branching out when I was still a freelance writer and started having different clients, different sites, different business models, I started dabbling in social media monitoring, moderation, social media marketing a little bit, trying to diversify my portfolio because I was starting to heed that saying, hey, don't put all your eggs in one basket, which is very sound and solid advice. Even if you do work for, let's say, a company that you don't own, it's still sound advice to not have all your eggs in one basket. Again, because in the day and age we live in, a quick turnout economy, you're sitting on your butt, and you're left, with nothing. So it's something to keep in mind no matter where you are in your career or what career path you're choosing to take. But when I was doing that, like I mentioned in previous episodes, I didn't have the best time management, which I guess one could argue, well, you still don't have the best at this point. But it's a work in progress. It's definitely gotten better over time, and I hope to see it continue to get better over time. But I struggled a lot. I stayed up super late. I didn't get a lot of sleep. I still lived my regular life doing other things I need to do during daytime, and I did most of my work at night. And it just wasn't a healthy life. In fact, it got to the point where I would end up having micro sleeps, which, if you don't know what it is, you can look it up on Google. It's very terrifying to experience, where basically your mind and your body, well, your mind is still working, but because your body is so fatigued, your body starts to kind of go to sleep. But your mind is still active, so you're still doing stuff without being actually aware or conscious or awake. It's a very terrifying experience. If you do relook at maybe your life pattern and figure out what you need to do to fix it, because it isn't a healthy way. And I do wonder what kind of effects it has caused me and my health in the long run for doing it for as long as I did. Not something I'm proud of, but it's the reality of my life. It's the bed that I made, so I have to lie in it. And I don't care what people say, you can make it up sleeping. No, once it's gone, it's gone. You don't really have a way to make it up. There's only so many hours in a day, and so many of those hours a day you have to be awake to do things versus how many hours you have to sleep in a day. So just keep that in mind. But and I did that, and I made it for a few years doing it. Again, I wasn't making the greatest money at the time, but it was allowed me to survive. And that's really essentially all I could ask for at the time during the economy and the day and age that it was. And even though, even before that, the funny thing is when I actually worked for retailers and food services before I went into working for myself at that time, I still didn't, even when I had a job, I still didn't feel like I should quit looking. So I had a bad habit. So it was kind of something that was always kind of ingrained in me, even though I didn't realize it kind of fit in with that theme. And even then, to this day and age, when I ended up leaving all the other jobs and sticking to the one that I currently have, I felt kind of guilty about it because, again, that was so ingrained into my mind about putting all your eggs in one basket. And here we are, so many years later, and I am going ahead and trying to have different ways to make money and a little bit of, variety in how I bring it in. And we'll see where it goes with that. But at this point, it's something that's still very much a part of me. And it's something that I don't think I see a lot of people, especially people who are coaches to others about making money, working for yourself, entrepreneurship. They don't talk enough about it. They don't touch about it because I realize maybe to a degree people don't want to talk about it because they're afraid of scaring off, which I had a whole other episode about. Are we really talking about the things that need to be talked about to bring awareness? And I know some people might say, well, in different countries, it's different things. You don't have to worry about it, etc., etc. Or they would bring in and argue the concept of universal basic income, would resolve that. But this isn't, this show isn't political. So at this point, I'm just saying, I realize a lot of people don't talk about it. It's something I think that needs to be talked about is not putting all your eggs in one basket. I still go quite a bit on work at home message boards, even though I don't really dabble. I mean, I still work from home and I'm trying to create my own other streams of income and trying to create a company again. But I go on those every now and then just to see what up, kind of keep my toes wet in it and just see what's going on in terms of how the industry, if I don't, I keep calling it industry, I realize when I don't really think it is technically considered an industry, but what I mean is that segment of the workforce. And I see a lot of newbies coming on and they're saying, they had the same issue where they had a job, they made good money, they believed that that was the only job they ever needed, and something happens and it just wasn't enough. They were falling face down, they had no source of income again, etc., which I know happened to lots of people, even who work, for other companies that have that, even who work outside, in a brick and mortar kind of place, which is a shame. Like I said, I think that needs to be discussed more in that segment or that side of the workforce as well. But I understand it isn't because, it's not so glamorous to work multiple jobs. To work multiple jobs is very taxing. It isn't healthy. It isn't really sustainable, in my opinion. I understand some people have no choice but to do that just to survive, and it's sad. It's something that needs to be looked into more, and I think people need to find a way to make it better for the future so people don't have to do that. But, I see a lot of people going through that, and people saying, well, you should have not put all your eggs in one basket. You should diversify. And if you think about it, if you ever looked up, like, investing, for an example, a lot of investors would say, have a diversified portfolio. And it makes a lot of sense because, if some one area goes down, you have another area that is stable to basically supply you and keep you afloat, which is great advice and something that I think we need to see more of and have people do more of. But that comes down to also working for yourself. When you basically work for yourself, you are the boss, you are the CEO. So the question is what are you going to do to make sure that if you were going to, let's say, open a store, a physical brick and mortar store, which you could, I mean, if you're an entrepreneur, hey, you could do anything you put your mind to as long as you get the funding, which is a whole nother episode I had about if that kind of funding is needed or if you can find alternatives to it. But basically, whatever you choose to do, usually people are going to say, well, you need to have more than one product line for a launch, which makes perfect sense. I know a lot of people start out small with one or two product lines, sometimes three, which is fine. But basically, you got to figure out as a CEO of your own thing, I can't just rely on one thing. And a lot of it comes down to trial and error. You might start with something and it doesn't work out the way you want it. Like it doesn't quite click with you. It's not something that you completely are satisfied with. So you go ahead and try a different approach. Well, that's the same thing about having different eggs in your basket. You have to figure out, okay, I do this one thing, I make money this one way, but I need to diversify. I need to be a jack or a Jill of all trades. And that's something else that I think that people need to remember. In this economy, especially in this day and age where people focus on say, oh, you need a bachelor's degree. Some people are saying now, oh, the master's is necessary. And before long, they're going to start saying the PhD is necessary because everybody, their grandmother's dog, and the grandmother's dog's dog grandbabies all get these degrees. Which, in one sense, I could see how someone might say that kind of cheapens the concept of college education. But a lot of people, they specialize in one thing and they don't diversify themselves or their skill set. Therefore, they are stuck with only knowing what they know how to do. And especially if you're going to work for yourself, I do think you need to kind of be a Jill or a Jack or Jill of all trades to see what you can do. Case in point, back when I was a freelance writer, I started freelance writing. I started doing what at the time, I don't know if it's still around, but it was kind of social media fixing, where basically your reputation, social media reputation, trying to help fix the social media reputation, and it was heavily relied on SEO during this. It doesn't tell you how long ago this was actually, but it was a real thing, and it actually did pretty, I liked it. It was a lot of fun. But with that, I had to learn how to copyright. I had to learn to blog write, entertainment write, news write. I had to learn AP style because a lot of sites want AP style, which is perfectly fine. It's a good source of, a good way to write, and it makes a lot of sense. It sounds good, it reads good, etc. And then I had to start learning social media management and moderation. So as you can see, over time, I had to broaden my range of skills. I also had to learn a little bit of website coding, HTML, CSS, web design, and all those elements, which I do know how to do. They're not my specialties so much anymore, but it's something that I did learn, and I do have basic knowledge of. And I think that's something that needs to be focused on. So not only do you need to find a way to diversify your sources of income and different things and different businesses that you're dabbling in, but you need to have diverse skill sets. Because let's say you do a cold email, you send a cold email to market to someone that you see a website, you think, hey, I can help them fix such and such. Well, what if that person comes back and say, well, I saw your LinkedIn profile, which, by the way, every entrepreneur should have a LinkedIn profile. If you don't, get started on it and make sure you build it up to look good. It definitely is helpful to have. You see that and they see that, well, I don't need to help in what you quote unquote are proposing to me, but I see you have this skill set and I need help with this. What can we do? What can we agree on for a contract on that? And I think that, that's definitely helpful because you never know. Someone that you're trying to sell to might not be looking for that one skill set, but they might be looking for something different that you could offer. And that's why you need a diverse set of skills, just as much as you need a diverse source of income. So, a couple of examples, as I mentioned for myself, I used to freelance write, I did some social media moderating, SEO work. So there you go, those are some skill sets. But let's say you are an affiliate marketer. Okay, that's great. But again, your source of income is basically out of your control. You are still working at the mercy of whoever you're affiliated with. So what can you do to diversify that to kind of help prevent you from having losing your sole source of income? So you could, create your own product line, you could offer e-courses and classes, you could write ebooks, you could be a blogger, you could be a writer, you could be anything. I mean, in this day and age with the internet, nothing's really off the books anymore, which is great. If there's a will and a way, you can pretty much figure out a way to make money off of it online. So, find out what you all want to do and find a way to diversify. If you are someone who currently is an entrepreneur and you have one skill set and one source of income, I plead with you. Don't let 2018 close on you or whatever year you could be possibly listening to this episode in and not have a diversified portfolio of skill sets and ways that you're bringing income in, because you just never know. You never know what could happen, and you never know when you might have to rely on that once a time ago was a backup source of income might quickly become your permanent source or your main source of income. You just don't know. So please take the time, think about it, do your research, find out if you need suggestions, feel free to email me. You can find my contact info on the website entrepreneurbyte.com, which is the official site for this podcast. I do have a link to listen to all the episodes on there through Spotify. If you support this podcast and you maybe want future episodes about, some ideas where maybe people write in and say, hey, I do this. What could I do to diversify my skill set? Go ahead and subscribe to this podcast. On whatever platform you're listening to, you should see an option to subscribe monthly to give a donation to help my podcast grow and do better. You can also tweet me at MVR00 on Twitter. And then you can also check out one of my own little side projects that I've been dabbling with, which is, oh gosh, Can't remember the name off the top of my head. Let me look that up. Oh yes, bizblazes.com, which is email process system. It's super easy. It doesn't take a lot of time. It's a great way to kind of see where maybe you want to get started. So go ahead and look all that up. With that being said, back to the topic a little bit more of, you know, having a diverse skill set. You know, like I said, don't let 2018 close on you. We're quickly approaching the end of the year. You know, we are in November. We are almost at Thanksgiving. So please, please, please don't let this time go by and waste it. Look at what you can do. Find a way you can plot your next growth into next year. Even if you don't launch it until 2019, that is fine. But I plead with you to find a way to diversify because you just don't know. And plus, you might be surprised. You might actually end up making more money from what you start as a second source of income than you do from your first source of income, which you would never have known if you didn't try. So go ahead and try it. I think you would find life-changing and something that can complement your other business as well as maybe help you discover other things you didn't know that you enjoyed doing. So please look that up. And also, you know, if you are a follower of someone who is on YouTube or on Twitter, when there's Instagram stars or whatever, or Snapchat, if Snapchat is still popular at the moment, you know, go ahead and let them know, hey, listen to this episode, talk about diversifying your source of income stream, because you just never know, and you know, it might give you an idea on how you can make that grow, because one of my biggest pet peeves is seeing these young Instagram stars and YouTubers not try to figure out a way to build a business out of the platform that they are making so much money off of, because YouTube is not guaranteed to be there tomorrow, neither is Instagram. So please share this with people that you care about and you are fans of, especially those who don't seem to have multiple sources of income. And if you are trying, if you haven't started a freelance or your entrepreneurship business, you didn't start your path yet, I implore you, before you start even thinking, think about different things and options you can try, because again, you need to have a diverse set of portfolio of skills and business income streams that you can manage that won't end up making you sick or putting you in a hospital by any means. But you need to find a way to do it because you just don't know. And just putting all your eggs in one basket is not smart. And it's something that has gone on for too long and too many people even do all the time. And they don't even think about it. So please check and find what else you can do. Think about it. Put your thinking cap on. You may be surprised, and you may find out that this was the best decision you made in your life if you decided to diversify how you make your money. And with that being said, I will catch you next week. Hopefully, you guys will have an awesome Thanksgiving week. I will have an episode up next Sunday as well. I'll catch you all later on the flip side of the week. Thank you.